Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should open moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and lackluster fundamentals. But on the other hand, the hog futures, well, they seem ready to begin with mixed price action thanks to bear spreading and profit-taking. Now, if the cattle board can manage to stabilize today, the cash trade should be typically slow with both bids and asking prices fairly poorly defined. On the other hand, another large wave of selling could trigger early week selling interest if it suddenly makes sense for producers to take advantage of firm basis opportunities. Now look for hog buyers to resume work today with steady to a dollar lower bids. Chain speed is off to a slower start this week, thanks in part to the impact and aftermath of Hurricane Matthew. Specifically, Smithfield's big plant at Tar Heel was dark on Monday. At this time, we expect slaughter to return to high gear on Tuesday. Now, this week's hog harvest is forecast to be around 2.4 million head, over 3% larger than the year prior. Now, grains, the corn closed higher and soybeans lower yesterday as traders look ahead to harvest and to a government crop report tomorrow. The winter wheat futures bounced higher on apparent short covering. Now, weather maps favor hot, dry weather for the central and southern plains to allow advances in winter wheat planting. Rain would help the young wheat, but recent moisture readings showed ample topsoil moisture for the crop. However, a late soybean harvest in a number of states may reduce this year's double crop wheat acreage. Rain moves through Brazil this week, where wheat harvest is underway. Corn closed about 3 cents higher yesterday in light trading and got some support from the higher wheat market. The December held support above the 20 and 50-day moving averages. Soybeans finished lower in moderate trading yesterday. Cash markets have been under pressure as new crop soybeans become available. Like corn, exporters and local processors have much of October's needs covered and are working on November's. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
Well, looking at our futures, live cattle futures October down $3 yesterday, 98.87. December down $3 at $100.05. Feeder cattle October down 297 at 124.65. November down 275 at 120.02. December hogs down 22 cents, 42.37. February was up 27 at 49.57. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. The December was up 4 cents yesterday at 407. March up 4 cents at 423.5. Chicago wheat, December up 9 cents, 403 and 3 quarters. March up 9 cents at 423 and 3 quarters. December corn up 3 and a half at 343 and a quarter. March up 3 and 3 quarters, 353 and a quarter. November soybeans up down 2 and a quarter cents at 954 and a half. January down 1 and a half at 961 and a half. December cotton up 41 points, 67.77. March up 40, 68.40. November crude oil down 61, 50.74. December down 63, 51.23. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.